Uh-oh. What happened?
It's my attempt at some sound effects to suggest I'm going to beat the dead horse.
Oh, all right.
Of another story.
Yeah, there's a GIF. Or a GIF or a GIF. Is that what they call
those?
Where you...
That's what I need.
Beating the dead horse.
It's your morning team show on WSGW at 7:21, and with Pat and Charlie here. So often I find stories I just can't let go.
Uh-huh.
Just because there's always something else to the story. Yesterday at this time, we were talking about how a lawsuit, hoping for class action status, in a California court's been filed against the makers of the Texas Pete hot sauce.
Oh.
Remember this story?
Yes, of course.
The Texas Pete hot sauce, which is actually made in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, but the man has filed a class action lawsuit claiming false advertising, saying that everything about the label says it's Texas with the Texas star, a cowboy, and he says that he wouldn't have bought the sauce or paid for it if he knew its origin. He says, now this is something I did not know. Apparently, what he's claiming is that the Texas branding ultimately is hurting smaller companies in the state of Texas that are actually utilizing the authenticity of the state of Texas. He's saying that this hot sauce is coming in here and claiming some kind of Texas authenticity, and so it's hurting the small guys. So, okay, so this guy's got a purpose, I suppose. Still not sure I agree with it, but still, that's his purpose.
Okay,
that's even though, as we said yesterday, the Texas Pete hot sauce, it doesn't anywhere on its label say, you know, authentic Texas.
It doesn't.
What this other story I found, though, does tell me, though, and I did not know this from yesterday, and I'm looking for an image, and I've got plenty of images of the front, which definitely shows the Texas, you know, connotation, if you will.
Right.
But it says here the product's back label states it's manufactured in North Carolina.
I would think so, right.
Yes. The guy filing the lawsuit says, yeah, but most consumers are likely not to notice that.
Well, it's there.
Well, it's there,
it's
though.
It's still there for them to read.
It's there. Just like I would say for any label when you think about it, you see the front. Now, many people do read the back, mm-hmm. especially since that's where all that nutritional information is.
Of course.
I never read that.
Are you getting hot sauce for the nutritional value? Anyway.
If you're buying hot sauce for the nutritional value, more power to you for reading the
yes.
But there's some are saying, according to, you know, again, some people are saying, hey, if that's the case, if it does actually say somewhere on the bottle that it is manufactured in North Carolina, bad job by this guy filing the lawsuit for not realizing that and reading the label in the first place.
Yeah.
So that bit
that's
of
what I say.
I wholeheartedly agree. And we talked about many opportunities of ways that this could come into play.
And there have been many times, too, throughout my life, I'll get something, I'll say, oh, wow, that's where it's made.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'll turn it around just to see.
Manufactured. A lot of people do that because they want to know. I mean, is it, especially if they're trying to find some product made in the United States?
Yes.
Although it's also, like here in the state of Michigan, sometimes it's fascinating to find all kinds of the different products that are actually made here in the state, too. So. Hopefully this is the next update I want on this story. I promise, listeners, the only next update I'm going to have for you is when this lawsuit is thrown out. No, so when it's thrown out, I'm not going to try the Texas Pete hot sauce. So.
No, you can only first thing in the morning. I think that'd be good radio.
Yeah, not doing a taste test of that.